Welcome to Forced Intelligent Care, the podcast for occupational therapists who want to make a real impact. Every Tuesday, we bring you fresh ideas, clear insights, and practical solutions in assistive technology. Let's make smarter, faster, and more effective care simple. Your journey starts now. In our last episode, we discussed the Functional Independence Measure, or FIM, and how it can help us to assess mobility, transfers, and self-care activities, and how it can actually help us choose the right equipment for our clients. So today we're going to go a bit deeper. We're moving beyond the numbers and looking at what people at different FIM levels actually experience, not just in terms of their abilities, but how they live, the support they need, and how the right products can help them. And to make it real, I've got some stories for you. So let's dive in. So just a short recap, the FIM score quantifies the level of independence or assistance required for activities of daily living. So our first story we have today is our client that's kind of between the level 6-7 of FIM, which means they're almost independent. This is a client that is either fully independent or modified independence, which means they might be using an assistive device, might be taking a little bit longer than usual to complete activity, or there might be some safety considerations. So this could be someone that can walk, perform their daily tasks independently, but they might need slight support from an assistive device or daily living aid here and there. They might tire easily or experience maybe some balance issues. So this could be conditions like mild arthritis, someone that's recovering from surgery, or someone with a slight balance impairment. Our first story, we have Sarah. Sarah, 65, a retired school teacher and fiercely independent. She still drives, goes to yoga, meets her friends for brunch, but lately stepping off curbs makes her hesitate and long walks tire her out more than they did before. But when her daughter suggests a walking stick, Sarah just scoffs and says, "That's for old people." Then last week, she nearly tripped and fell, and it scared her just a little. So what do we do next in this scenario? For Sarah, the support that she would need is preventative. We would look at ways to keep mobility safe, so encouraging use of small aids before a fall happens. These mobility aids will be things like a walking stick. We can look at ergonomic furniture that can make movement easier, or something like a riser recliner chair that can help her with good posture and support, but most importantly, help her to do that sit to stand safely. So if she does have a concern with being able to stand up from a sitting position independently without losing her balance, this is where the chair can help her without needing the assistance of a carer. So she'll still maintain her independence. It's very important for your clients that are in this stage to know that mobility aids and assistive devices aren't about losing independence, but maintaining it. Next, we'll have someone that's kind of between that FIM score 4 and 5. They need either just supervision or setup or some verbal cueing, or they might need some slight guidance, physical contact guidance, but no assistance with weight bearing. So this could be someone that's within that minimal assistance category. So what this might look like is someone that can still walk, but they struggle with stairs, uneven surfaces, or with fatigue. They need assistance with specific tasks like barfing or standing up from a seated position. And this could be someone with moderate arthritis, a mild neurological impairment, or post-surgery recovery. In this next story, we have Margaret. Margaret has a daughter named Emma, and Emma now and then comes and visits her. And notice that getting up from the couch takes a bit longer, and stepping into the bathtub is quite a struggle. Margaret insists she's fine, but Emma sees her hesitation. So what was the turning point? Well, the previous week, Margaret had to call Emma for help getting into the shower. That's when Emma knew changes were needed before an accident forced them to change. So the support that Margaret needs at this stage is mobility aids for safety, but not for full dependence. And also caregiver support for those higher risk tasks like getting into a bath or a shower. So this is where she might need someone to supervise her or set up her environment, or they might be giving her verbal prompts. And then we might have some of those high risk tasks where they might provide some minimal assistance with some physical contact guidance. So this might be where they're just putting their hand on her back and just guiding her to lean forward before she does her sit to stand to ensure that she's doing it safely. Products that might help Margaret is something like a walker that can help her for a little bit longer distances of walking, possibly grab rails or shower chairs to assist with bathroom safety. And she can also look at something like a riser recliner chair that can help assist her with standing up from a seated position. It's important for your loved one or client to have a say in the support tools that they get, because it helps them to accept changes more easily, as they have then more choice and control. Next, we have someone in that stage of FIM 3 to 4, where it's minimal to moderate assistance needed. So this is someone that uses a wheelchair, but might have some ability to assist with transfers. They might struggle with balance and endurance. And this is someone that requires physical contact guidance, but might in some cases need assistance with bearing a little bit of their weight. So it might mean they actually need an assistive device like your Oxford Up, Sarah City, Sit to Stand manual transfer aids, or your pivot transfer aids. So they are needing a bit more assistance with their mobility and transfers. This could be someone that's in stroke recovery, has a spinal cord injury, or neurological disorder. In this stage, we have Maria. Maria had a stroke a year ago, and she's been working very hard in rehab, but she still needs help moving. She can transfer from her wheelchair into the bed, but she does find it exhausting. Her caregiver, Zoe, is patient and kind, but Maria hates feeling like a burden. Maria used to say she used to dance, and now she can't even stand up on her own, so she feels quite dismayed. The support that Maria needs is someone that is going to give her just some physical contact guidance, or going to assist her with movement. She's going to need some assistance with pressure relief, possibly, because she's maybe spending a little bit more time in her chair or in bed. And she needs encouragement to regain confidence. Products that could help Maria is something like a Sit to Stand manual transfer aid. So something like the Oxford Up, Sarah Steady, those types of devices to assist her with those Sit to Stand transfers, because this means that she can still maintain her independence with pulling herself up into a stand, but she does have the ability to pull up on a transfer aid's handlebar instead of pulling up on a carer. So we're still protecting the carer Zoe by using this transfer aid. Then we would look at a wheelchair with a pressure relief cushion for comfort and preventing pushy injuries. At this stage, you might also look at a height adjustable bed to make transfers easier. Especially important to be able to get your bed and wheelchair at the same height, or even getting your bed slightly higher to your wheelchair, or your wheelchair slightly higher to your bed. So you're kind of going with gravity when you're doing your transfer instead of against gravity. So we don't want to be transferring from a lower to a higher surface. So this is where that height adjustable bed can actually help assist make her transfers easier. And she can still use things like a transfer board and do a side transfer. She can still maintain independence by using these assistive devices. Very important within this stage, even small improvements like standing for a few seconds can mean the world to someone at this stage, because they can still feel that they're part of the activity. They still feel like they have some independence. And our next stage, we have someone that's between that FIM score 2 and 3, which is our moderate to maximal assistance. So this is someone that is still participating in the activity, but we're actually looking at high caregiver involvement. Especially when we get to our FIM score 2, the caregiver is having to do quite a lot more effort than with our previous stages. So what this might look like is someone that's mostly dependent on a caregiver, but they might have some residual mobility. They might need some assistance with transfers and hygiene and other daily tasks. This could be someone with advanced Parkinson's, someone with a severe stroke, or those late stage neurological disorders. So in this story, we have Tom. He has late stage multiple sclerosis, or MS, and his wife, Rachel, is his full-time caregiver. She loves him, but the strain is wearing her down. For her, lifting him up into his wheelchair, it's quite exhausting. And at this stage, she's also starting to experience some back pain. She doesn't want Tom to go to a facility, but she knows that he needs more help than what she can offer by herself. So what Tom needs is ways to do safe, efficient transfers without putting too much strain on his wife, Rachel. We also want to look at comfort-focused solutions that maintain his dignity. So at this stage, we might look at a product such as a standing aid, where standing aid is actually helping with pulling him up into the stand. So he's still maintaining his independence in terms of being able to hold on to the handles and weight bear, but he does have assistance with pulling up into that stand, where Rachel would have done that previously. Now the hoist can do that instead and actually protect her. He might have cases where he needs more support than other times. So you could look at this with your slings as well, is if he
is more towards that film score three, which is needing moderate assistance, we might just look at a standing sling. But if he, let's say, beginning of the day, he has a lot of energy, but towards the end of the day, he's a bit more tired and he's maybe more within that film score two, which is maximal assistance, we might look at a more supportive sling. So this is where we could look at something like a transport sling, or it's essentially a, looks like a standing sling that goes around the waist, but also has leg supports. So the person is actually weight bearing in this kind of squatted position. So they're still weight bearing, still able to actively participate in the transfer, but they're given quite a lot more support than just the standing sling. And this is a good in between before having to go for a full passive mobile or floor hoist, where the person, it's very passive. The person's not really able to be as involved in the process. And that's what we want for Tom. We want him to maintain his independence for as long as he can. We want to maintain that functional capacity. This is also where we might start looking at pressure relieving mattresses to prevent pressure injuries, as Tom might need even more assistance with repositioning in bed, which means his risk of developing pressure injuries might be a bit higher. So it'd be good for him to have a really good pressure care mattress. We might also look at a height adjustable bed for Tom, because that will reduce the strain on Rachel, his wife, to assist him with bed mobility, as she can bring the bed up to a height that is comfortable for her to assist him. Important from this stage is to remember that the right equipment doesn't just help the patient or the client, but it helps the caregiver to avoid burnout, avoid injuries, and help maintain that person's support structure. Our next and last stage is our client. That's with FIM scores 1 to 2, which is maximal assistance to total assistance or total dependence on supports. What this might look like is someone that's fully dependent on the caregivers for movement and daily tasks, someone with limited ability possibly to communicate their discomfort or their needs. So this might be someone that is maybe just able to lift up their head, might be able to operate the handset, or they might just be able to hold on to a grab rail while the sling is being inserted underneath them. With this stage, the caregiver is doing more of the work. This could be someone with quadriplegia, late stage ALS, or someone with severe dementia. So for this stage, we have Mr. Lewis. He's a retired engineer. He has ALS and his wife has been by his side for 50 years. He can no longer move much, but he still loves listening to jazz. His wife Diane's biggest concern is keeping him comfortable, positioning him properly, preventing pressure injuries, and making sure that he's treated with dignity. So the support that Mr. Lewis will need is total care focus on comfort and dignity, preventing any pressure injuries or positioning related issues. So products that might help Mr. Lewis could be a tilt and space bed, which could keep him comfortable and help redistribute pressure throughout the day, especially if he's spending a lot of time in bed. It would also be good to have a height adjustable bed to be able to bring the bed up higher for either carers or his wife, Diane, to assist him with bed mobility and make sure that he's repositioning often for pressure relief. He might benefit from either a hybrid or an alternating air mattress that is going to give him that loading and offloading or more advanced pressure care, as he's possibly going to be spending a lot more time in bed and not going to be able to reposition himself. And he'd also benefit from having a passive hoist, which could be either a floor or mobile hoist or ceiling hoist, which is going to assist Diane or the carers to be able to get him out of bed and put him into his recliner or his wheelchair without putting too much strain on them. He'd also look at possibly a full back support sling, or possibly a sling with a head support. Now, if he does have good trunk control and he's a FIM score 2, which means just maximal assistance, not total assistance needed, he might be able to still use a hygiene sling. However, if he's a FIM score 1, which is total dependence, it's going to be a bit more floppy and he's going to be a risk to have him in a hygiene sling. So that will be then using a full body sling. And remember, very important at all stages, but especially at this stage, that quality of life is about dignity. Try and involve the client in as much as possible, even if it is just them being able to operate the handset of their ceiling hoist. Because as much independence or choice and control that you can give your client, the better. And always make sure that you're communicating with the client what you're going to be doing, how they should be assisting, and what is going to happen. We don't want to just lift someone with a passive hoist without telling them what's going to happen. So there needs to be constant communication between the caregiver and the client, as well as the caregivers with each other. So just a recap of what we discussed today. We had our 5 stories. We had our client that was at a firm score 6 to 7. We had our client that was at a score 4 to 5. We had 3 to 4, 2 to 3, and firm 1 to 2. So these 5 clients are the types of clients that you might come across. And this is just to give you an indication of what you might need to consider. But very important, every individual is going to be different. And even though their firm score for transfers is possibly going to be low, they might have a higher score for cognition. So always take that into consideration. So what have we learned today? The firm score can tell us how much assistance a person needs, but real life is more than just a number. The right tools can change lives for those receiving care as well as for those providing it. Have you, a loved one or a client, found an assistive device or mobility aid that truly made a difference? We'd love to know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for joining us on Fast Intelligent Care. We hope you're leaving with fresh insights and tools to make a real impact as an occupational therapist. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and join us every Tuesday for more ideas and strategies to deliver smarter, faster, and better care. Until next time, keep making a difference.